In October of 1964, or possibly later, I was considered to be a new guy in that unit. I was operating out of Tansanute. One of the regular missions we flew was in support of the 48th Infantry Regiment, Army of Vietnam, which was up in Tan U Yen in the northwest. The colonel there spoke great English. I think he was killed later in the Battle of Hue in 68. We liked it because he always conducted good operations. They were well planned. His troops would fight if they got engaged, but the divisions did not have enough troops to secure all the flanks. So our job was to secure him on the flanks. We caught people running away, and if they ran, it usually meant they were guilty. Otherwise, they would stay there and get frisked and go back to working in the garden or rice paddy. So I descended down low and came to a hover. My crew chief signaled for them to put down their arms, and we were going to put them in the aircraft because the Arvin wanted prisoners. About the time we got close, my crew chief started screaming, "Grenade! Grenade!" He saw the Vietnamese guy throw a grenade. It bounced off the aircraft and exploded and tipped the aircraft up. That really pissed me off. The grenade thrower ran for the trees, so I dropped down to 4 or 5 feet off the ground. He ran into the trees, and I hosed the place down with 4 M60s controlled by the pilot, which you can do. Normally, the co-pilot does that. We didn't see him after that. We're flying around treetop level. The crew chief is laying on the floor and looking out, and he screams, "There he is! He's down there by that canal!" There was a clearing on the other side of it, so I landed in the clearing and I thought, "You son of a bitch, you threw a grenade at my aircraft. Your ass has had it now." So I landed the aircraft. I had a Colt 357 Magnum on my hip that I took to Vietnam. I grabbed the M14 rifle that hung on the back of the seat. I told my co-pilot to take the aircraft back up and, when I came back out into the clearing, to come back and get me. I jumped out of the aircraft. He was a warrant officer, and I was a captain, so he just said, "Yes, sir." So he took off and flew in orbit, along with the wing ship that was following. I'm sure he thought that this was stupid. I decided I would get that mother, so I fired a couple of rounds. He fired back. We exchanged fire a couple of times. I thought it was a lot more open than it was. When I got down there, I realized I was going to have to crawl in there, which I did. I crawled in and realized part of the way in that I'd fired all my ammunition and only had one magazine. I kept going, because I thought I'm not going to be stopped here. I don't think I had my gun out, but who knows so many years later. Suddenly, he was 4 or 5 feet in front of me in a little canal there. He raised up and shoved an SKS. Might have been an AK-47 in my face, and he simply just didn't pull the trigger. I fired with the 357 and hit him in the guts, and he blew back in the canal. I jumped in the canal after him. I can't swim very well, but I managed to get him up the bank and crawled up on the bank myself. If you ever seen what a 357 does to a human being, particularly with lead bullets that are kind of crosshatched, it blew a hole in his back, and you could see the bones and all that, as well as tissue. Kind of made me nauseous. I drug him back the way I came. I got him out in the clearing. My aircraft saw me soaking wet and waving, scratched all to bloody hell. The aircraft came back in, and I put the guy in the back and crawled in the front, buckled in, put my helmet on, and flew the aircraft back to regimental headquarters and said, "Here's your damn prisoner." I understand he lived a while. Then we went back to flying overhead cover. Ironically, nobody spoke to me before the incident happened. Then everybody wanted to hear the story. I told them to kiss my ass. After a while, I was accepted by the unit.